bringing you the game today. I'm Stephen Jelen. The Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers. And the Loggers have absolutely put on a clinic here on the top of the fourth. As we move into the bottom of the fourth, as they are now leading 12-5 when they were down 2-5 at the start of the top of the fourth. So the Eagles, they have themselves a mission. They have to make up a 7-point deficit pretty quickly, as we are now in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch going to be called strike. As number three, Abby Brenholtz, left fielder, caught looking. All right, she's set. Pitch comes in. Strike number two, caught looking. We are now 0-2 count, as Eckert has just put basically two boom, boom right in the strike zone. No swing, no hit. All right, here comes the pitch. That's going to be inside, as the batter had to jump back from it. It is now 1-2 pitch. 1-2 pitch count, excuse me. Let's see what she can do. Abby's looking. Waiting for the pitch. Here it comes. Strike three. Caught looking. That is strikeout number two for Eckert. Okay. Next batter, this will be Addison Bablick, top of the order. First pitch is a ball, and it just kind of petered out in front of the batter, in front of the strike zone, went low. All right, we have one out already in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss for Addison Bablick. Now it's 1-1 count. It's a good swing. It just came early, so it made no connection. Okay. Here comes the next pitch. Kind of floated, but it was high, so there's really no chance of hitting that one. And so with that, we have a 2-1 count for Addison Bablick. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. We have ourselves a 2-2 count. Even count. Eckert looking to get another out in this inning. Make this quick. Loggers can't put the pressure on the Eagles. Here comes a pitch. Kind of a floater who is outside and low. It looked intentional to throw like that in case Bablick got greedy. Decided not to. So now we have a full count. 3-2. Pitch. Hit. Foul. Ooh. That was an aggressive swing. It just was a... She swung too quickly, and so when she made connection, it pulled the ball heavily left, went off the dugout for the away team. Batter set, pitcher set, and they get ready. Here we go. Low pitch, take your base, ball four. Good at bat for Bablick, as we now have a Screaming Eagle on base. One out in this inning in the bottom of the fourth, and they are losing 12-5. Screaming Eagles trying to get some points. Here we go. Anya Brenholt was the starting pitcher, and now the third baseman is now up to bat. Here comes the pitch. Faked a... And that's an out. She faked a bunt while the steal came through, and the runner ran into the second baseman, the shortstop, but the shortstop had the ball. Great play. Great defensive play. They've pretty much allowed all the steals to happen today. Loggers tighten up on defense right here, right now. This is now two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on. And Anya Brenholt is there sitting. I think the count is zero balls, one strike. Ooh, a foul ball. That was an interesting swing as she started swinging and moving at the same time before she made connection. And then made connection, and then the ball fouled left on a late swing. So, zero balls, two strikes. Inning might end right here. Do the Loggers do? Pitch, and it's low. Ball. Oop. All right, one ball, two strikes. Honey's got a ball to pull herself out of a deficit here. See if she can't dig out of this. Big hit over the pitcher's head. She's going to get to first base as the ball is fielded by the center fielder past the second base. Ooh, the pitcher almost had enough time to catch it. You know, it's like one of those things where she finishes her pitching motion and the ball's already coming at her at 100 miles an hour. So it's not an error by any means because it's only so fast you can move the human body, but she almost got it. So either way, Ani's on base, and we have a strike call on a pretty outside pitch. But you know what I'll say? Out of almost every single pitch, I think that's the first missed call. I take that every game forever. Umps have played really great today. They've really called a great game. And